Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You have two options in front of you. Which will you choose? It's time for another edition of the Carrington Hypothetical Button Game.
So I've been doing a lot of radio interviews in other cities. You know, the same way we have people on. You know, I go on other people's shows, and I've been asking a couple of these about Andy's status if they win, and I never really gave it much of a thought because I don't think Andy's retiring anytime soon. I think that Patrick Mahomes has really rejuvenated Andy Reid, that I think he's going to go another decade strong. But doing these interviews gave me an idea for Carrington Hypothetical Button Game, and I just want to see where you guys are at. Here's option A. Chiefs win next week. When the game is over, Andy says, it has been a great run. But you know what? I am in my mid-60s. I've won two Super Bowls. I've worked in this league since 1992. And I'm ready to step aside and do something else with my life. I feel very confident about where I am from a football perspective. And I've enjoyed every minute being your head coach. But I'm stepping down today, and the Chiefs then hire Matt Nagy, likely in that situation. I don't think that'd be a bad hire. I don't think it's the best hire, but I don't think it's a bad hire. Or the Chiefs lose next week. But it locks Andy in for the next 15 years. Which one would you pick? 913-586-7610. Rob, I think you got to take the Super Bowl here. I don't think they're in a bad spot if Matt Nagy takes over as the head coach. It's not as good as having Andy Reid, obviously. But you know what you still got? You got 27-year-old Patrick Mahomes as the quarterback of your team. And I will continue to take my shots with whomever is the head coach. I mean, Peyton Manning didn't need the greatest coaches to go to Super Bowl. Didn't he go to one with John Fox? Didn't he go to a Super Bowl with Jim Caldwell as his head coach? I think Pat would still be okay. You never know how many more of these opportunities you get. What you're always going to do, I'm always going to take the brand. If given this scenario, Rob, I would take the championship. I would take them winning the Super Bowl and Andy retiring if those are my two options.
Yeah, no, you're wrong. And here's my thought process on why. Because I think if you get the one and you lock it in, that's fine and dandy. Party on, Wayne. I don't think you're ever getting back with Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy was 34-33 with the Bears before getting run. And when he got run, it wasn't like a ton of jobs came calling and said, we want Matt Nagy. The only people that wanted him were Kansas City as a quarterback coach. Carrington, when you get fired as an NFL head coach, the fall from grace to quarterback coach is pretty rare. You usually land as a coordinator and you come bouncing back. I think while losing the Super Bowl would be absolutely heartbreaking, I think you give me 10 more years of Andy Reid, pair with Patrick Mahomes, I'm going to get at least one in those 10 years. Hell, the last 10 years of Andy Reid's tenure, which includes 5 years of Alex Smith, he's been in the Super Bowl 3 times. You're telling me he can't do that again in the next 10 years? Give me Andy. Give me Pat. I'll figure it out. You give me those two staples. You give me Belichick and Brady, but in the modern NFL, I'm going to more, and I will eventually get more. I don't need to lock in and be one and done because I have a hunch, I have a suspicion that Matt Nagy is never taking me to another one. And it will look like, and it'll be talked about, the way that Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy are. Why didn't they utilize that talent better? No thanks. Don't want any part of that. Andy and Pat forever.
I don't think Matt Nagy is as bad of a head coach as it seems like you think that he is. And I'm not here really singing the praises of Matt Nagy, but he had a winning record. He took that Bears team to the postseason twice. The Bears just picked the wrong quarterback. Like, they really picked the wrong quarterback here. But for them to finish over 500 with Matt Nagy as a head coach and get to the postseason multiple times, I think should be commended. you and I agree that Matt Nagy will be a head coach again in the National Football League here at some point in the next 3 to 5 seasons. You always get another chance, especially if the first chance didn't end disastrously. It's not like things ended really bad in Chicago and we're hearing all these stories about Matt Nagy. Like, Matt Nagy will get the opportunity, I would say, next year if he wants to be the offensive coordinator, if not for the Chiefs because something happens. Like, we'll see what happens with Bieniemy. Maybe Bieniemy leaves. That means Matt Nagy then moves up to be the Chiefs OC, or he does this quarterback coach thing for another year. He then goes on to be somebody else's OC the way we saw with Mike Kafka, and then you get a chance to be a head coach. I think Mike Kafka could end up being Arizona's head coach, like, this season. I don't know who's going to take that job. It's a lot of problems with that job. It seems like you take somebody like Mike Kafka, you roll the dice a little bit, but you got to be willing to show a little bit of patience until Kyler Murray gets 100% healthy. I don't think that Matt Nagy is the worst option in that. I want to be clear. I don't think that Andy's retiring at the end of this. It's just a topic here, just a hypothetical. But I don't think they're in an awful spot if Matt Nagy ends up being the head coach of the team.
And that's why I called it Mike McCarthy's Packers. Mike McCarthy wasn't, you know, a bumbling idiot who went 2-14 and 4-12 every year with Aaron Rodgers. They won football games. They were in the playoffs. They hosted playoff games. They won NFC North titles. But when you're Aaron Rodgers, when you're Patrick Mahomes, and you're Tom Brady, when you're Peyton Manning, you're not judged by how many division titles and playoff appearances you get. You're judged by how many Super Bowl appearances and how many Super Bowl wins you have. And Aaron Rodgers has won. And in the playoffs, when everything is hypersensitive and hyper-focused, coaching mistakes are amplified to the highest level. And Mike McCarthy made them. That is what a Matt Nagy, Patrick Mahomes combination look like, in my opinion. You will win AFC West titles. That's great. You'll host playoff games. That's awesome. You'll probably win a few playoff games. Party on, Wayne. I do not know you are going back to Super Bowls. That is a higher level of need, higher level of a higher degree of difficulty. I don't know that Matt Nagy, who's 500, and we're commending him for that. 500 is the definition of mediocre.
Well, you had Mitch Trubisky. I don't feel like you're really factoring in the situation in Chicago and who we had at quarterback and who he was given with. I don't know how much better Matt Nagy was supposed to be if you had Daniel Jones 2.0 as your starting quarterback. It just seems like your ceiling is very, very limited if that's the case.
There have been coaches who have elevated bad quarterbacks, and Matt Nagy elevated him to mediocrity and then canned out of there.
Text line 913-586-7610. And this hypothetical, which one would you take? Would you rather take the Super Bowl when Andy retires at the end, or the Chiefs lose a Super Bowl and then Andy coaches for the next 15 years? Let us know on the text line, 913-586-7610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.